government and Big Pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Looking for a way outside. This is new music. This is the song. Okay, hold on. I should know this. Play by Heart. No, sorry. It's On Our Own. This is new stuff from Diamond Rings. And Diamond Rings is a guy named John O. His full name is John O'Regan, who is one of the founding members of the band The D'Urbervilles. And I love The D'Urbervilles, and I've been playing The D'Urbervilles for years now, ever since that very first D'Urbervilles record came here into the station. Well, record, well, CD here at CITR, I don't know, years ago. And it was just like a little homemade job. And that's it. So now John O'Regan, originally from the D'Urbervilles, and I think he still is. I think the D'Urbervilles are just on taking a little break. I don't think they're broken up. But this is his new band called Diamond Rings. And the new album is called Special Affections. And this guy is young. He was born in 1985. Oh, God. Originally from Oshawa, he went to the University of Guelph, which is where I went. So we happen to be alumni buddies, if you will. I don't know. But this is an interesting little story. This Diamond Rings sort of project of John O's started while he was in the hospital. He was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and he was in the hospital for a while, and started writing some songs, and that's the story there. Now, the story here is that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are the station here at UBC. And my name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, focuses on Canadian music. So I'm here until 8 o'clock, and it is currently 6:39. And yes, I'm sure, hopefully for you all outside, the weather is getting better, because on my way in, it was awful, god-awful. It was 2 degrees as I was approaching the building here, the sub on the campus of UBC, and oh God, I was actually hoping for death, because while some of you may think, well, 2 degrees isn't that cold, but it is, because UBC is like on the end of a peninsula, the tip of a peninsula, and it's really windy here and just damp and awful, and the rain just was not relenting. So it is January 5th, so I don't know. There you go. Okay, enough of my complaining. So let's continue with our Canadian music. All right. We are going to be listening next to something new, another new thing coming up here on the station, and that is Broken Social Scene. They have a new album out. It is called Forgiveness Rock Record. And instead of me telling you myself, I will read a quote as to what this record is all about. This is the first Broken Social Scene record following their big release. That was Broken Social Scene Presents. It was a series. And they decided to try something new. Well, okay, now I'm kind of like paraphrasing. As a core six-piece who had spent most of 2007 and 08 on the road, Drew, Canning, Spearin, Whiteman, Goldberg, and Peroff spent early 09 working on new material in Toronto. This band ended up paring themselves down, and basically, after all the touring and all this and that, and working on new stuff in Toronto, they ended up going to Chicago, and this is their first recording outside of Toronto. And there you go. Okay, so we're going to hear, let's see, what song are we going to hear? We're going to hear the first song of this 14-song album is called World Sick. And Broken Social Scene, of course, they're out of Toronto, and they just have been sort of a giant collaboration of many sort of famous, well, sort of locally huge on the sort of Canadian indie rock scene people who get together, leave, you know, it's like it's a collaboration. It's sort of casual, but it's casual and it's amazing. So hopefully this will make you happy. And this is CITR 101.9. FM. My name is Anita V. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is Broken Social Scene. Yes, it is. Except nothing's playing. Let's try this again. If I hit this button, bang. Nope. That's odd. Okay, let's try it again. Okay. Okay, here we go. No. Okay. There's a funny button flashing on my CD player here. And let me try this again. And no, we have no Broken Social Scene on CD number 2. Okay, let's try this again. I'm going to move CDs here and see if CD player number 3 will work. That might help, won't it? A little bit of troubleshooting. God. My whole life is about troubleshooting, basically, but that's okay. Okay, let's try this again. This should be Broken Social Scene. Here we go. We'll try this on CD player number 3. And fingers crossed. Yes, here we go. We'll be right back.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh. Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it? No, huh? Yeah.
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to Fund Drive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
Thank you. Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Pretty Little Ditty. That is from our own Parlor Steps out of Vancouver, of course. And this CD was released, I would say, about a year ago or so. And it's called The Hidden Names. And just Parlor Steps consist of Ellison Myra, Caleb Stahl, Julie Bavalis, Reese Haynes, and Rob Linton. And these guys... It produced a really good album there, 13 really good songs, and I thought it might be a bigger hit. This album, like I said, is very, very solid, very, very good, and Caleb Stahl is a really cool guy, originally out of Victoria, and if I remember correctly, his brother played in a Pixies cover band called Wave of Mutilation. Unless Caleb was in that band too, but no, I do believe, and who played with some people that I knew out of Nanaimo, so... Very musical family, and that was the Parlor Steps. And before the Parlor Steps, we heard Arcade Fire with the song We Used to Wait from their newish album called The Suburbs. And by the way, my name is Anita B, and you are listening to my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. The station is CITR 101.9 on your FM dial. And before Arcade Fire, we started that whole set off with Broken Social Scene with the song World Sick from their very, very new album entitled Forgiveness Rock Record. Alrighty, it is 7:03 or so. It's a Wednesday night, and I'm here until 8. And I think if I say this out loud, I'll do it. So I think I'll find out the weather. Apparently, from what I heard, it's going to be warming up a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be we're starting a whole new trend of rain for days, apparently. And everything's just so socked in and wet and soggy and yucky and floody. Everything's floody. Do you like my new word, floody? Yeah, no, it's awful, isn't it? But anyways, that's okay. Music will always make you feel better. And speaking of making you feel better, I've got some Sloan coming up. I have not played this album, which is one chord to another, in ages. I don't actually remember the last time I listened to it. This, I'll be honest with you here, being a massive Sloan fan up to, this is the album. This is the album that was on the cusp for me back in 1996 when they released it. I was kind of like, it's not bad, but it's not amazing. There are some really good songs on here, but as far as I'm concerned, this album, One Chord to Another, was kind of where they took a different direction. And I don't know if it's that, to quote themselves, I like the music, but I don't like the fans. This is when, like, Sloan started garnering a lot more sort of attention and a bigger fan base, and sort of everybody, you know, especially a lot of sort of, you know, frat rock kind of guys started liking Sloan back in 96. And then the next album, that was it for me as far as that was it. The next album, I kind of lost interest. But Sloan, you can't say anything too bad about them, because they're an awesome band, especially in the early days. And I'm looking at my album here. I met them, like they met 1,000 other people. But in Windsor, this is when I was living back in Windsor, Ontario, and my hometown. And I was at the mall at like one of the record stores. What would it be? I don't know. Dr. Disc or whatever it was. And they were doing an in-store, and I was there, and they signed my CD, and I'm looking at it right now, and I've got all their signatures. They all signed it in a big old fat black Sharpie to Anita, and I was just like completely smitten. I was such a massive Sloan fan at about that time. That's when it peaked, and it was kind of like I had a revolving crush on all the guys. I'm such a nerd. But yeah, now that I'm like not much younger than Sloan, you know, yeah. The sheen, as sort of, you know, the gloss has kind of gotten a little bit dull, if you will. Okay, anyways, let's move on. Let's stop talking about my crushes, and let's hear some music from Sloan. The song from this album, One Chord to Another, which was released, like I said, back in 96 on their own label, on Murder Records. The one we're going to hear is, what is it? I think When G Turns to D. Let me just double check here. Let's see. Yeah, G Turns to D. We're going to hear that song. And there you go. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, the Canadian music show here at CITR. And this is Sloan.
Would you please?
But we're not going to hear that song, are we? No. You know what? The Future Shop commercial killed that for me. Yes, it did. I was thinking about that. I'm like, ugh. And that was like, I always thought that was a good song. I'm talking about The Good in Everyone. But then, seriously, once I would watch TV and hear Sloan come through in the background of the Future Shop commercials, I was like, okay, that's it. No, I'm done with Sloan. Okay, let's try G Turns to D. This is much better.
There you go.
Breaks my heart. It's another song in this key, yeah, but this one's about me. I may not want to hear the words to G.
Conservation is the first and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I love that song. That is awesome. That is the Besnard Lakes. This is a band out of Montreal. They're a two-piece songwriting team consisting of a husband and wife. We actually heard two songs from the Besnard Lakes. The first one is a weird kind of short one, and then it breaks into the second song, which is kind of like the continuation of the first one. So what we heard is called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent Part 1, The Ocean. And the second song was Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent Part 2, The Innocent. There you go. I just adore those guys. They're just amazing. And this is a newish album. It's pretty new. And you got to love them. That's the Besnard Lakes. Now, before the Besnard Lakes, we heard something else that was just killer. I'm just so excited. Awesome. Another awesome band is Fine Mist, Vancouver's own Fine Mist. And Fine Mist is a band who, let's see, Jay Arner is one of the two in Fine Mist. They're a duo, actually. And they played, when you get old and you saw a band a year ago, you think, oh, I just saw them. Years become minutes, right? Anyways, I saw them a year ago and they're at the Railway. And Fine Mist consists of Jay Arner and Megan McDonald. They are, like I said, a two-piece, and Jay Arner used to be in an assortment of Vancouver bands going all the way back to Team Strike Force and, International Falls. Oh, geez, yeah. And Megan, back, and I knew those guys years ago, she wasn't in a band that I recall of back then, but she, out of seeming, I don't want to say nowhere, but she just... I see her, and I had never seen her sing for many years or anything perform, and she just is her and Jay just magnificent, just blew me away. And I love how they're kind of, they've almost got this kind of new ordery sort of disco-y, just like dance kind of, but awesome thing going on, you know, kind of like Diamond Rings in a way, because I played those guys to start the show off. That was Fine Mist. I can't say anything more awesome about them, really. I could try, but there you go. The name of the song, by the way, is called Stop or Start, and their new album, very new, is called Public Domain. And then Sloan back there with the song G Turns to D from their 1996 album One Chord to Another. My name is Anita B, and the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And oh yes, weather. Let's talk about some weather. Now, like I was complaining about earlier, it's gross out there. So let's see what we're in for in the next few days. Weather. And let's see. Currently in Vancouver, it is 5 degrees. Really? Is it 5? It felt so much colder. So 5 degrees. While I was listening to the radio on the way in, they said 2, so I don't know. Depends, I guess, on where the lower mainland you live. But 5 degrees with light rain. Ugh. And the low tonight, tonight's Wednesday, right? So the low tonight is, here it says 6. On the radio I heard 4, so anywhere from 4 to 6. And then tomorrow, let's see, tomorrow's Thursday, it's going to be raining. Oh my God. So I'm looking at the 1, 2, 3... 3, 4. Oh, look at this. Well, this is interesting. So tomorrow, so Thursday and Friday will be rainy throughout the entire sort of 70-hour period or so into Saturday. And the highs, let's see, tomorrow the high is 7. The high on Friday is 7. Nope, 9. Saturday is when it says, this is shocking, it says mainly sunny with a high of 5. Sunday, mostly sunny with a few cloudy periods, 3 degrees. And then this is where it gets weird. And we kind of flip again into the different weather pattern. On Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny again. Now, if you know anything about weather, when it's sunny, it means high pressure and lower temperatures. So then we're getting into the low temperatures, approaching 0. So overnight lows, the end of the weekend, early Monday, is like -2, -4, -5 up to Tuesday. But that's too far ahead to really be accurate. So there you go. That's my Anita B weather forecast for Wednesday, January 5th. Okay, let's continue. All right. So we listened to the Besnard Lakes. Now we're going to move on, and we're going to hear something from my favorite band of now. My now favorite band. But they've been my now favorite band for a long time. So they're approaching my favorite band of all, especially Canadian bands. So, okay, I'm talking about Expo 86. I'm talking about Wolf Parade. I adore Wolf Parade. His guys originate, well, let's see, Spencer Krug originates from Victoria and living and making music now in Montreal. And these guys just rock, because that's all I can say. I don't know. Why even try to intellectualize it? Okay, so we've got Expo 86, their new album. They came up with the name because all like four members determined at one point that, hey, we were all at Expo 86. I thought that was kind of interesting. So that's where they got the name from. Okay. So we're going to hear the song. It is called What Did My Lover Say? And then in brackets, It Always Had to Go This Way. Okay. There you go. The time is 7:29. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Anita B. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this here is Wolf Parade.
What did my lover say when she Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Thank you.
until it's time.
That right there was Black Mountain, and that seems to be a song that I've been hearing around a lot. The song is Old Fangs, and the name of that album, and it's new by the way, is Wilderness Heart. And Black Mountain, they are a local band, and they rock. There you go. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is coming at you from the campus of UBC here in Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played. Alrighty, that was Black Mountain. Before Black Mountain, we heard some Frog Eyes from their new album, which is Paul's Tomb, A Triumph. Alright. All their song lyrics and record names and all that are just so cryptic. I don't know. I don't know what any of this stuff means, and I'm sure they want you to be confused. But let me go through some of the song titles to show you what I'm talking about, to illustrate. A Flower in a Glove. How about Odetta's War? Now, who's Odetta? I don't know. Or Rebel Horns. Well, I guess I could get that one. Or Lear, comma, in the Park. Or Lear in Love. Anyways, the song we heard from Frog Eyes was Lear in Love. There you go. And then that was so Frog Eyes. They are out of Victoria, just on the island there. And then before Frog Eyes, we heard something from a band who are out of Edmonton. I don't play them that often. They are genre bending, if you will. They're the Provincial Archive, and they're just sort of like, they're sort of indie-ish slash folky a tad bit, you know? Not really what I play a lot, but I thought let's shake it up a bit. And anyways, from the Provincial Archive, we heard the song. Well, you know what? I'm calling it song number three, because the CD that we have here at the station has no track listing, which is always lovely. And I even attempted to find it through some internet searching, you know, no track listing anywhere. But anyways, so I'm just calling it song number three. Anyways, their new album is called Maybe We Could Be Holy. I like the name of that album. Maybe We Could Be Holy. Very cool. Yes. Okay. So it is about another 10 minutes or so until Val joins us here at the station with her show. So Val's coming in with her show Folk Oasis from 8 until 10. And, then from 10 until 11, we have Sexy in Van City, hosted by Caroline M. And then after Caroline comes in, Hans Kloss's Mystery Hour, and that's hosted by Marion. All right. So that is our Wednesday evening lineup, and right now we are going to go back in time a bit. Yes, we are. We're going to go back in time, but back in time happily to a very sort of chirpy, positive, cute era of awesome music. I keep saying awesome. How about fabulous music? And I'm talking about gays. I love gays. And gays is significant in a way because I used to show, I used to share the show with Miko Hoffman, who was sort of the main vocalist, but Megan did sing too, from the band Gays, and they're just so awesome. Megan has, Megan has a very nice voice too, but Miko Hoffman's voice is just, it's just beautiful. It's heavenly. So this is who we're going to hear from now. So we're going to hear something from their album Mitsumiru, and let's see, how about we hear the song, Anyway, that's what we're going to hear, the song Anyway. Anyways, speaking of the band Anyway, the record that I'm going to play as this song from Mitsumiru is, this is a K Records album. Yes, it is, out of Olympia, Washington. These girls had some serious indie cred, let me tell you. And it was recorded way back. Look at this. It was recorded back here in, well, in West Van. It was recorded by John Collins and David Carswell, which... the acronym JCDC in West Van in the summer of 96. And then they continued to do some more recording down in Olympia at Dub Narcotic Studio by Calvin Johnson. Yeah, very cool. Okay, so here we go. This is Gaze, like I said, with the song Anyway on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Does this sound like Gaze? I don't think it does, does it? Where did that CD go? This kind of sounds no, well, that would be Black Mountain. Okay, that would be nice. I'm like, well, that is just so not gays. I'm like, huh, I may not have ever heard that song by gays. Okay, let's try this again. This here is Gays with the song Anyway. And hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Like I said, that there was Gaze, and Gary is here. This would be Gak. Is this still Gak? It is. Oh, let me turn on your mic here. You are. Look at you. You're just a genius. Okay, so Gak is here, and he's filling in for Val. Hello, Gak.
How are you?
How was your day?
Good. How are you doing, Anita?
Oh, I'm good. I'm fine. It's nice. I mean, I love Val. Val and I get along, like, swimmingly. We really do. And I'm like, hey, Val. And to see you, though, was just as nice. If not even more pleasant, because I never see you as often.
It's just a special, like, yes, nice. Every once in a while I'll pop by, depending on where Val is.
So what's up in your life, Mr. Gak?
Not much. I had a decent holiday season, although I did catch yet another cold.
Oh, no. Are you coldy right now?
I'm sort of mix and match. Sometimes it's more feverish.
Really?
Sometimes
oh.
it's more of actually shivers. And
you've got the assortment. Awesome.
I have it all.
So don't you hate it when like you're so cold and then all of a sudden you're like sweating and you're like, wait, how did that happen?
Yeah, that's especially right now when I'm asleep at night.
Oh,
it's basically
really?
All the time. It's just like sheets throw away
oh,
and then
God.
Like try to scramble to put them back on
I'm
afterwards.
So sorry. You poor
it's
thing.
All right.
You poor Gak, you. Okay, well, Gak, I guess I have 3.5 minutes or so. And anything exciting that you need to sort of get us hyped for to listen from 8 until 10?
I think it is just going to be almost like what Val plays, except through
oh, really?
My weird little prism
oh, really?
And stuff like that.
So you're sticking with her general format?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to stick with folk and roots.
Really?
We're going to dabble with a little bit some Icelandic folk.
Icelandic folk?
Yeah, there's some wonderful stuff
Good
there.
Good God, really?
Yeah, and then since Val is in Texas, I do have some either Austin or other Texas see. Local acts to
look
help.
How organized you are. You're just look at this. Can I tell us? Oh no, you know what? I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, you can always just preview a few.
I'll preview a few things that I get excited about. Can I tell you who I like
yes,
on your list? I really
do.
Like Wood Pigeon. They're Canadian.
They are
very nice. A little Carolyn Mark looks like fun. And let's oh the CDs. So I've picked all the Canadian bands instantly. That's because this show here, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is all about Canadian
it's
music.
All Canadian.
Yes. And how is the new Sadie's album? Do you like it?
I do. Yeah,
yeah? I to be honest, I haven't heard. It's here, and I could listen to it. I've always been kind of on the fence with the Sadies; like they're just a little too countryish for my liking. But how is this album, this new Sadies album? Is it
well,
countryish?
If you're sort of on the country side of things, it's definitely got some twang.
So it's so they haven't really kind of. They're kind of like the Canadian sort of Wilco-y band.
A little
kind
bit,
of.
Yeah. I mean, they're definitely more like moody. I get actually a bit yeah? of a. Slight like Bernard Lakes type.
Oh,
vibe
Bernard
as well,
Lakes.
Too.
Is it pronounced Bernard?
I don't know.
Because I just play Besnard Lakes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I love
them. Me too.
Yeah.
I was just going on and on about it. We should do a show together sometime.
Definitely.
Wow. Cool. Maybe I should listen to that CD's album after all. Very, very
Give
cool.
Give it a whirl.
And interesting. Well, you know what I think? Mike Blitzky's hot. So, you know, if you're cute, you... I don't know.
Cute gets you somewhere.
Cute gets you somewhere, maybe, in my world. But anyways, okay, well, I think I should probably play us maybe, I don't know, what do we got coming up? Maybe
what
Station ID
your...
or something?
Yeah, why not? If not, do you have like a little exit song?
No, I don't. I'm not organized like those other people are. My exit song goes like this.
Awesome.
You are listening to CITR, and then it's like the Cookie Monster, like... exactly. All right. Anyways, folks, I shall be back in 2 more weeks with my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's been a slice. And what's the weather like, by the way, Gary?
It is so fantastic out there that you just want to stay inside.
Because when I came in, I really was almost crying. It was so awful.
The rain's let up a bit.
Really?
But
has
it's
it?
Kind of like earlier today. It was definitely more like, okay, it could be snow. Maybe it's just slush straight from the sidewalk upstairs.
Oh, God.
Could be kind of dire, but right now, it's fine.
Okay.